The following program is brought to you by Total Theater Online. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the staff or management of WGBB. You're listening to the station that serves your community, 1240 WGBB. And now it's time for Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz.
Tropical hot dog night. Rock two flamingos in a fruit fight. Whirling around at night. I'm playing this music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dave's Gone By. Music, talk, radio, comedy, and more. Broadcasting to live every Sunday night from the mothership. Coordinates here, there, and everywhere, thanks to the internet. If you're not getting this program clearly on your radio, if there's too much static, if WGBB sounds like a shortwave instead of a long hug, go to WGBB.com and click the button for online radio, and you can hear the show in all its monaural glory. Hope everyone's having a good Mother's Day. I got to see my mom and my mother-in-law earlier in the day. That was fun. Loved you guys. And for those who think Mother's Day is just a greeting card holiday, something invented by Hallmark and seconded by florists who didn't make enough on Valentine's Day, think again. Mother's Day apparently has a long and varied and fairly honorable history. According to the holidays.net website, the earliest Mother's Day celebrations go back to ancient Greece, where they honored Rhea, mother of the gods. They would have spring celebrations and sacrifices to Rhea, and everyone would keep a special diary. They would offer their writings up to her, and whichever one she chose, that would become part of the sacred text of the culture. Everyone would then read from Rhea's diary, or as they like to call it, the diarrhea. But seriously, the Romans had a festival too. Don't laugh, it was called Hilaria, and it honored Cybele, another mother goddess. The pagan holiday later spread north under a different context, and by the 1600s, England was already celebrating Mothering Sundays. It was the fourth Sunday of Lent spent honoring mommies in Britain. Now, the Christian Church tried to put its own spin on the festivities, so across Europe, Mother's Day also ended up referring to both Mother Mary and the Mother Church, a spiritual power that gave life and protected people from harm. So everything kind of blended, and soon people were using the day to honor both the church and their moms. Mothering Sunday remained a particularly special day for England's poor and working class, as Sundays were generally the servants' day off. They were encouraged to leave their house of employ and return home to visit their families. Many of them brought along a special cake, a mothering cake, no joke, that was the name, as a festive touch. The United States didn't get into the act until almost a century into its existence. Shortly after the Civil War, the woman who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Julia Ward Howe, suggested a day dedicated to peace. She began organizing annual Mother's Day meetings in her hometown of Boston. And it wasn't until 1907 that another woman, Anna Jarvis of Philadelphia, really started the campaign to make Mother's Day a national holiday. Jarvis persuaded her mother's church to celebrate Mother's Day on the anniversary of her mom's death, the second Sunday in May. It was a church service, the chapel all decorated with carnations, her mom's favorite flower. Jarvis picked white carnations to represent sweetness and purity, and since then, florists have tended to use red carnations to represent a living mother and white ones to signify a mother who has died. Anyway, by 1909, all of Philadelphia was celebrating Mother's Day, and in 1910, the governor of West Virginia jumped on board, and soon it was a mama domino effect. Finally, in 1914, ironically, the first year of World War I, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed that May's number two Sunday would officially be celebrated as Mother's Day. Many countries now celebrate Mother's Day on that date. The UK still uses the fourth Sunday of Lent. Other places choose other times during the year. Of course, if you ask any beleaguered father, he's likely to tell you, son, every day is Mother's Day. but here in America, and here on Dave's Gone By, it's Sunday, May 11th. So let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born, assuming she was born before 1967. Oh, just pretend, as we pretend to fire the cart of the CD. You're listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB AM 1240 and WGBB.com. As the CD isn't queuing, it is now.
So get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. For she was born a long, long time ago. Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. You know I got a little motherly love for you, baby. You know I got a little motherly love for you, honey. You know it doesn't bother me at all if you're only 18 years old, because I got a little motherly love for you, baby.
Little motherly love from Frank Zappa and who else? The Mothers of Invention. Bringing you a little motherly love and the Beatles before that. Always cautionary, always conservative in their words, if not their actions. Your mother should know. And your mother should know that Dave's Gone By airs every Sunday 8 to 9 p.m. on WGBB AM 1240 and WGBB.com. The show is a mix of smart talk, silly talk, music, mockery, spoofery, and just plain conversation. We extol the virtues of motherhood one minute, and we decry the tyranny of matriarchy the next. Is that kind of show? Because I'm that kind of host. In fact, I named the show after me. Dave. Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, playwright, theater critic, and devoted son. And tonight's show, as you've guessed, features a mother load of mothering, hopefully not smothering. Plus, we'll also have the news gone by, our weekly look at current events from a satirical standpoint, and more music, too, plus some homemade songs. And if you want to check out our lyrics, they're at our website, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By. Oh, and sports. Middle of the first quarter, Tampa Bay and Oakland are knotted at 3. Both the Raiders and the Bucks managed field goals, and the Bucks just got a big interception which could turn into something. So it's 3-3 at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, where Super Bowl 37 took place January 26th. We'll keep you posted on events as they happened. Remember, Dave's Gone By is the only place you can hear Super Bowl scores smack in the middle of baseball season. Just one of the special things we do here on Dave's Gone By. This is our 32nd show, titled Hi Mom, and we'll get even higher than Mom when we return with a news gone by right after this message. In an ideal world, Dave's Gone By would play all weekend long, but I need my beauty sleep. Should you turn WGBB off when I'm not on? No way. There's a bunch of other shows you should listen to, like Long Island's Dating, an advice program for singles hosted by Bonnie D. Graham, kicking off the weekend Friday nights at 6. Or Joe Salzone Live, politics and current events from a conservative but open-minded perspective, Saturday nights at 7:30. And Entertainment Long Island, an hour of laid-back humor and interviews hosted by Don Lewis, with live music from Eddie Hogg and the boys. Don's show is on right before mine, Sunday nights at 7. So you see, if it can't be all Dave all the time, it can still be radio worth listening to. Long Island's Dating, Fridays at 6, Joe Salzone Live, Saturdays at 7:30, Entertainment Long Island, Sundays at 7, and during the week, all sorts of Chinese people. Radio the way it ought to be. Welcome back to The Way It Ought to Be on Dave's Gone By. It's 8:14 p.m. and time for the news gone by, a look at events of the past week from a mother-plucking perspective. In By Their Actions Shall Ye Judge Them news, Republican activist and former Secretary of Education William Bennett was discovered to be a high-stakes casino gambler this week. Casinos estimate he's lost close to $8 million in the past decade. The news tickled liberals and free thinkers because Bennett, author of The Book of Virtues, has made millions giving speeches and writing books that criticize alcoholism, homosexuality, and other non-traditional family behavior. When the news on Bennett first broke, he defended himself by saying that although he gambled all his life for a lot of money, he doesn't consider himself an addict. He denied he even had a problem, saying, quote, I adhere to the law, I don't put my family at risk, I don't play the milk money. And you know what? He was right. If it's a pastime he thinks he can handle, and nobody's suffering for it, more power to him. Except that this hypocrite has spent his career lecturing everybody else about sin. He's appointed himself moral arbiter of conservative values, and then bluffs away millions on video poker. And alas, Bennett is going to kowtow to his constituents. Once the slots hit the fan, he realized he could no longer say one thing and be another. So, rather than do the sensible thing and say, okay, you got me, I have my weakness, you have yours, a little sin is all right if no one gets hurt, no, instead of telling his readers, my thing is gambling, yours may be sex, or pot, or fatty foods, or whatever, everything in moderation, no, Bennett doesn't do the brave thing. Instead, this bastion of values vowed to give up gambling, saying, quote, "This is not an example I wish to set." So he's let himself be crushed by the weight of his own pile of BS. Well, we'll just see how easy it is for Mr. Bennett to keep his word. And we'll also see just how much fun life is going to be for him once he gives up his secret vice and favorite hobby. Mark my words, the title of his next book will be Suicide. It's better than boredom. Speaking of suicide and boredom, Elton John and Bernie Taupin are collaborating on a Broadway musical. They hope to bring The Vampire Lestat to the Great White Way in 2005. The songwriter for Aida and The Lion King promises the musical will be dark and scary. Oddsmakers have already begun taking bets on the show. Their question, between the vampire and the songs, which one will suck more? Also on the celebrity front, the New York Post reports that Marilyn Manson ordered $500 worth of lingerie from a fetish website. The items included enhanced brassieres, tube top breasts, and pee panties, which include prosthetic vaginas. The shock is not that Manson ordered the items, it's that they're not for him, they're for his opening act. When asked about the purchase, Jerry Vale had no comment. And William Shatner, former Star Trek icon, is being sued by Marcy Lafferty, his second wife. Apparently, part of their divorce settlement is that he got to keep his stable of wild stallions. But once a year, he has to provide her with semen samples from the breed. Lafferty says Shatner hasn't lived up to the contract, failing to bring her the sperm in a fresh, cooled format. Shatner declined my request for an interview about the lawsuit. "Sorry, I can't talk," he said. "I'm feeling a little hoarse." And I told him, "You should have done that before the lawsuit." And he hung up. Tragic news in the Bronx, where 10-year-old Justin Arcia had the thrill of his life meeting Mayor Michael Bloomberg on a class trip. Then, just 5 hours later, the boy was killed by a hit-and-run driver outside his house. Bloomberg attended the funeral and said, quote, "I mourn not only for this young boy, but for my approval rating. This boy was my approval rating." In sad archaeological news, farewell to the Old Man of the Mountain, a natural landmark in Franconia, New Hampshire. A granite protuberance on the face of Cannon Mountain, the old man just happened to have the recognizable profile of a human face. For years, state park officials have been shoring up the old man with epoxy and stabilizing cables. But this winter was just too extreme, and people awoke last Saturday to see rubble where the old man's face had been. Said a Parks Department official, "We always thought it was the hand of God holding him up, and he let go." Even more disturbing is the deterioration of the man-made landmark, Mount Rushmore. Apparently, several of Lincoln's teeth have fallen out, Roosevelt has a tumor below his ear, and Thomas Jefferson's children never come to visit. On the plus side, preservationists have gone behind the mountain and carved all four of them little stone diapers. Speaking of peaks, congratulations, of sorts, to mountain climber Aaron Ralston. He was climbing Blue John Canyon when a 1,000-pound boulder broke loose and mashed his right arm. When help didn't come for 5 days, Ralston saved his life by cutting his own arm off to free himself. Ralston's fellow climbers say they weren't surprised by his tenacity. "He's a survivor," said one. "And besides, you should see what he cut off to get away from his wife." Speaking of which, if you missed last weekend's Master Betathon in San Francisco, have no fear. Toronto is having its own self-loving festival May 24th. Taking it, quote, "from the sheets to the streets," organizers of both events say it's an opportunity for people 18 and older to overcome their inhibitions in a safe environment. At the Frisco Frolic, men, women, and couples all mingled at a performing arts center. They were shown into private rooms where they could get down to business. The event raised $25,000 for the West Coast sex education organization, Sex and Culture. Thomas Lacker, a history professor at UC Berkeley and author of Solitary Sex, A Cultural History of Masturbation, said the idea was to counter centuries of censure, to make masturbation more fun and more accessible. Personally, I think that's a wonderful idea, taking the onus off onanism. Now, the Toronto Masturbate-a-thon next week will be a more low-key affair. People fill out pledge forms and then participate in the privacy of their own homes, which is cool. But to really do it right as a fundraiser, I think it needs to be a little more communal, a little more open to the public, which is why I'm inaugurating a new segment on Dave's Gone By. It's called Diddle Along with Dave. That's right. Wherever you are, at home, at a friend's place, in an elevator, in a car pulled over to the side of the road, in St. Patrick's Cathedral, FCC be damned, wherever you are, I want you to take this opportunity to engage in genital manipulation for a good cause. Now, there is a catch. You can't just do it for free. I mean, would you watch 5 hours of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon and then not give any money to the cripples? No! Would you sit through an incredibly gay Broadway musical and then not throw a few bucks in a bucket for Equity Fights AIDS? Of course not. So, if you want to participate in Diddle Along with Dave, you have to make a contribution to the show. This program survives on advertising and sponsorship and the generosity of our listeners. Diddle Along with Dave is an easy way to experience a little American freedom and give the show some much-needed funding to keep going and get even bigger and better. It's simple, and it works on the honor system. First, you masturbate. Take your time. I'll play some nice music to help you along and get you in the mood. Then you grab a pen. No, that's not a metaphor. This is after you're done. You get your checkbook out and make a $20 check payable to Total Theater, T-O-T-A-L, Total Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. In the memo line, write the word diddle, proudly, without shame. Then mail the check to Total Theater, P.O. Box 62, that's 62, Hewlett, New York, H-E-W-L-E-T-T, New York, 11557-0062. It's that easy. And what do you get in return? Aside from a mess on your upholstery, you get the satisfaction of knowing you've contravened centuries of needless guilt and religious indoctrination. You get to share with your fellow man, or women, or two women if you're really lucky, you get to show your support for this radio program, which I hope is very different from pretty much everything else coming at you on TV, on the radio, all week long. Something different, something fun, a little outrageous, a little serious sometimes, but trying something new and entertaining week after week. $20 to support that. It's wank, then thank, ladies and gentlemen. Manipulate, then appreciate. And if that weren't enough reason to participate, we'll also automatically make you a member of the Bystanders Club, the official fan club of Dave's Gone By. The pledge is $20, double the usual cost to join, because we'll make you a member, and we'll make your member a member. That's right, you and you, Junior, both get to be in the Bystanders Club for 1 year. You get 2 copies of the bi-monthly newsletter, 2 autographs, just 1 email, because, well, you know, plus the Best of Dave audio tape, 1 copy of that, but also a copy of a vintage episode, one of the 30 or so that we've done so far since we went on the air last year. And to prove that you took part in this momentous event, you get a special certificate that reads, I Diddled with Dave, which you can proudly display in your home, office, or classroom. A certificate and a fresh, clean paper towel. All this for just $20. Or more. It's just a pledge. You can give as much as you want. Sperm and money. No, this is not a tax-deductible contribution. The money goes to support this program. Oh, and just to clarify, the sperm, you keep. But if you like to masturbate, and I know you do, I've seen you, what better reason than to do it now, with me, on Mother's Day? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trusting you to be upright about this. No banking, no yanking. No cash, no gash. If you love the show, you know how worthwhile the cause is. $20 to Total Theater, Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557. All it takes is a dollar and a ream. So if you're ready to take matters in hand, if you're ready to let your fingers do the walking while Dave does the talking, we're going to start the music. Everyone get ready to diddle with Dave. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Don't rush it. Get some margarine if you need it. That's it, get a rhythm going. The control breathing. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Oh, wow. Was it good for you, huh? Now, okay. You gotta be ready to make good on those pledges, ladies and gentlemen. I expect the money to be pouring in from everyone who poured out. Now, getting back to the news gone by, here's a guy who apparently should consider masturbation, Brian McCaba, who allegedly became so obsessed with another man's newlywed wife, he offered the couple $1 million for the husband to walk away and let the bride go with him. They turned him down, and the wife turned to her rabbi for advice. Now McCaba is suing the rabbi for slander, for calling him a pervert and a known adulterer. Friends of McCaba say everything about this indecent proposal is being taken out of context. I say, for $1 million, he can borrow my wife, my pets, my mother, and half the people I know, as long as they're returned in the same condition I found them, and as long as they're not given my new address in Aruba. I am, of course, kidding. Yeah, kidding. In local sex news, 15 players on a Massapequa High School baseball team were suspended this week for visiting a strip club while on spring break in Florida. The coach and assistant coach of the Chiefs were also suspended, even though they didn't know about the side trip until 2 days later. According to Newsday, after practice, the team went back to the hotel for a buffet meal, and then the father of one player arranged for a taxi to bring the boys to a T&A joint. No word on whether any of the boys scored, but considering that their record is a mediocre 6-6, it's clear something was needed to help them keep their hands on their balls. Oh, you know that sound. That's the ring-a-ding-ding of the comedy bell, the annoying prop we use to signal that Dave's gone by. Bad pun of the week. Every show we make at least one play on words, or, considering the joke's baseball context, a misplay on words, a humorous quip so obnoxious, so obvious, so far past the foul pole, that the only way to get through it is the comedy bell. And listeners are becoming quite familiar with the bad pun of the week, anticipating it, dreading it, sealing their radios with duct tape to avoid it, but there's no denying it. So, if you want to advertise your product, event, or service very inexpensively and very effectively, do it by sponsoring the Dave's Gone By Bad Pun of the Week. Just imagine that ringing comedy bell heralding the mention of your store. For example, the Dave's Gone By Bad Pun of the Week is brought to you by Sam's Colonic Palace for all your enema needs. Or, the Dave's Gone By and East Rockaway Liquid Home Improvement Center painting your walls with beverages and bringing you the bad pun of the week. So many ways to market your product or business, don't let the chance pass you by. Call 516-295-1511 for details. 516-295-1511, leave a message and we'll get back to you on how you can be a punderful sponsor. You can also email davesgoneby@aol.com, no apostrophe, davesgoneby@aol.com. It's cheap, it's compelling, it's a home run every time, 516-295-1511, or davesgoneby@aol.com for the Dave's Gone By Bad Pun of the Week. A little more inappropriate sex news. On Wednesday, rocker Pete Townsend was cleared of charges that he possessed pornographic images of children. He did admit to using his credit card to access websites of child porn, but only because he was doing research for his autobiography. Still, part of the deal is that although he won't be prosecuted, Townsend's name stays on a list, a national registry of British sex offenders. Now that sounds like an odd compromise. He looked at porn, but he didn't download it. So his eyes are guilty, but his hands aren't? Something like that. If you remember back in January, we played an exclusive tape It was a demo. The Townsend rushed out as soon as he was brought up on charges. He wanted to proclaim his innocence publicly, much the way John Lennon did on The Ballad of John and Yoko, or Michael Jackson tried to do on the controversial They Don't Care About Us. Well, Townsend, under fire, very quickly wrote and recorded a song stating his point of view and trying to win back favor with the public. Musically, the song was a rather atypical number for the Who legend, but we were lucky to get our own copy here at Dave's Gone By. Again, it's only the vocal track. The other musicians aren't on this demo tape. It's called The Ballad of Pete Townsend, written and performed a cappella by Pete. And here it is.
Thank heaven for little girls, for little girls are small in every way. Thank heaven for little boys, you can look at them with lust and not be gay. When I was just a lad I was molested, that's why I like them small and thimble-breasted. Thank heaven for little girls, for leading boys like me astray. Don't call me a paedophile, or judge me by the websites that I join. It's normal to be beguiled by the fuzz upon an adolescent groin. A toddler in a Speedo knocks me socks off. Just watching Teletubbies gets me rocks off. Thank heaven for little girls and naked baby bodies on display. Thank heaven for preteen porn. The internet is full of newborn flesh. And please don't treat me with scorn, 'cause once they turn 13 the smell's not so fresh. When I get me a towel to put me sperm in, I do like Jeffrey Jones and Pee Wee Herman. Thank heaven for little girls, for blowing boys like me away. Thank heaven for little girls, their bottoms are just perfect for a spank. There's nothing in all the world like reading Little Women when I have... Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as a member of the Who, I have been in the public eye for 40-odd years. Aren't I entitled to a little privacy? A little private time between me and me hard drive? It's just research to fight sexual abuse of children. You have to think like a pervert. As my music teacher once told me, if you want to play the violin, you got to fiddle around a bit. Fiddle around a bit, he said. So ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, indulge a creative person, an artist. When I ram the neck of me Gibson Les Paul into an amp and make a big hole, that's just sublimation of your desires, ain't it? And do you really think I could do that windmill move on the guitar if I didn't spend hours practicing on something else? Young ladies are heaven sent. I keep them after school for a pop quiz. They finger me instrument, and when they're done I fill them up with joy. I would have sold a pot of gold and rubies to make a mess on prepubescent boobies. Thank heaven for little girls, for pinball's not the only game they play. The kids are all right.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By and the News Gone By. Couple more stories, including an old cliche proved probably wrong. Researchers at Plymouth University in England tried a little monkey business with six crested macaques. They were hoping to prove, or disprove, the feasibility of a famous adage. If you give an infinite number of monkeys an infinite number of typewriters, eventually they will produce the complete works of William Shakespeare. Well, they gave six apes six typewriters for 30 days. When the month was over, the monkeys had produced exactly 5 pages of text, with not one recognizable word to be found. In fact, the pages were almost entirely filled with the letter S, a couple of other letters thrown in here and there towards the end. They pressed a lot of S's, said one researcher. Another thing they were interested in was defecating and urinating all over the keyboard. Well, the good news is that despite the relative failure of the experiment, the typewriters are being given back to the chimps. They apparently have a contract to write the screenplay for the next Eddie Murphy movie. In art news, congratulations to the nude models of Moore College in Philadelphia. After years of complaining about poor working conditions, the models voted to join a union. Now, the school opposes the move, saying the models were employed as independent contractors. But the National Labor Relations Board thought otherwise and granted the girls' request. Said the local union leader, "It's not that we agree with them, we just want to watch them picket." Nasty news from Kinshasa. The rear door of a Russian-built cargo plane burst open over the Congo, and at least 100 people on board were sucked out of the aircraft to their deaths. Investigators are checking whether the accident resulted from mechanical failure or from a mass suicide when the passengers realized their in-flight movie starred Madonna. Some food news. A man in Western England called the police for what he considered an emergency. His wife refused to cook him dinner. He told them, "She left me with 2 salmon sandwiches left over from last night. I'm in my chair, and she's out there decorating." Well, it just shows you the clash of cultures. My dad and I would call 911 when my mother did make dinner. No, just kidding, Mom. And speaking of English cooking, Microsoft will test out the world's first Internet access toilet this summer in the UK. The portable iLoo will feature a wireless keyboard, plasma screen, and fast Internet access. As a Microsoft spokesperson put it, the Internet is so much a part of everyday life now, surfing on the loo was the next natural step. I agree. I can't wait to knock on the door of one of these and hear, "Go away! I'm still downloading!" And that's the news gone by for May 11th, 2003. Please send your comments, opinions, and Diddle with Dave pledges to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. Email your comments, complaints, and fantasies to davesgoneby@aol.com. Now, we reserve the right to read your letters and emails on the air, name withheld upon request. Please allow 3 to 5 weeks to receive your certificate and paper towel. That's davesgoneby@aol.com or snail mail Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. Please, no severed arms. I already have things well in hand. Are you a member of the Rotary Club, the Hadassah, the Elks? Big deal. Why not join something really cool for a change? The Bystanders Club, the official Dave's Gone By fan club. Bystanders get a weekly special email, a bi-monthly newsletter devoted to the show, an autographed membership card eligible for discounts on show merchandise and local businesses, and a one-hour best-of audio tape with gems from the show and maybe even stuff we couldn't put on the radio. It's still just $10 to join for the newsletter, the email, the best-of audio tape. For the cost of 2 porno magazines, and not even good ones, you can show your support for Dave's Gone By. Just make a $10 check or money order payable to Total Theater and send it to Total Theater, Box 62, that's 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. You can also join via PayPal, the email address davesgoneby@aol.com, davesgoneby@aol.com. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. It's 8:40 p.m. We'll have more Mother's Day music in a couple of minutes, but I do want to mention, since we often talk about theater on this program, that tomorrow morning at Sardi's, they'll be announcing nominees for the 2003 Tony Awards. And while this was not the greatest of seasons, there were a few shows and several performances to get excited about, I thought I'd put myself on the line here and do a couple of predictions, and then y'all can wake up tomorrow and see if I'm right. And I've also listed the my picks on the website, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By. Now, there are generally 4 slots per category. So for Best Play, I think they'll nominate Take Me Out, Enchanted April, Vincent and Brixton, and Lifetime 3. The wild card is Nora Ephron's play Imaginary Friends, but that closed too long ago to resonate at this point. What will win the Tony on June 8th? Take Me Out, decisively and deservedly. For Best Musical, Hairspray, which will win the big prize on Tony night. The other nominees are likely to be Moving Out, A Year with Frog and Toad, and the sadly undervalued Amour. The wild card here, Urban Cowboy, which the producers are desperately trying to keep open. For sheer commercial reasons, there'll be a push to give this underrated underdog a chance. I predict for Best Revival of a Play, A Crowded Field, look for Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune, Our Town, Joe Egg, and Long Day's Journey Into Night to reach the nominee circle. Unfairly Left Out will be a good revival of I'm Not Rappaport, as well as well-received stagings of Tartuffe and the current Al Pacino Salome. Which will win the Tony? Well, each of the 4 I mentioned was a hot ticket, and for the most part, a critic's darling. But Long Day's Journey will probably win, not just for its sheer weight and star power, but because there are long stretches when it's really magnificent. Finally, for Best Musical Revival, I predict nominations for Man of La Mancha, La Boheme, Gypsy, and Nine. If Bernadette Peters can stay healthy, Gypsy will win. If not, look for the voters to count to nine. Nominations start tomorrow, Tony Awards, June 8th. Now I have one more prediction. I predict some bizarrely syncopated Mother's Day music is going to come your way. My crystal ball says it's by Captain Beefheart, and my tea leaves tell me it sounds something like this. Broadway, off-Broadway, cabaret. These are magical words conjuring up a universe of great entertainment. If you want to know everything about what's happening on the stages of New York, you need to get Performing Arts Insider magazine. For 60 years, Performing Arts Insider has been a Bible of the industry. It tells you when shows are opening and closing, what they're about, who's in it, designers, writers, composers, contacts for producers and managers, box office info, parental guides, everything you need to know if you care about theater, opera, and dance too. As the chief editor of Backstage put it, Performing Arts Insider is who, what, where, and when, all the facts at your fingertips. For more information, how to subscribe or get a sample issue, call 516-295-1511 or go to www.totaltheater.com and click on Performing Arts Insider. M is for the miracle of birth. O is for the ovum growing free. T is for the trouble that I caused her. H is for the hysterectomy 6 months later. E is for episiotomy scars. R is for 3 months in a recovery room. Put them all together, they spell mother. The only girl to want me in her womb. And we're back to Dave's Gone By at 8:48 p.m. on Mother's Day. Here's a little bit more mother music from Tom Lehrer coming up. Also wanted to just tell you a couple of things about some other shows on GBB. I usually don't get to them later until a bit later, but I'm going to do it now. So, first of all, you're going to want to listen to WGBB all weekend long. For example, Long Island's Dating, Advice for Singles, hosted by Bonnie D. Graham, Friday nights at 6, for politics from a conservative but open-minded viewpoint. Catch Joe Salzone live Saturdays at 7:30. At 6:30 on Sunday nights, go On the Edge with Iz Crespo, where community and communication foster growth and change. Be the change, live the change, see the change, and make the change, because I need to break a 20. That's On the Edge with Iz Crespo, Sunday nights at 6:30. And that's followed by Entertainment Long Island with Don Lewis, 7 o'clock on Sundays, right before this show. Live music, corny jokes, interviews, it all makes for a very easygoing hour, 7 to 8, Sunday nights. And then, of course, in the 8 to 9 slot on Sundays, it's me, Dave's Gone By. And stay tuned from 10 to midnight tonight for rap, hip-hop, and fun conversation on real-time radio. Anyway, getting back to Mother's Day and some Mother's Day music from someone who's just a little bit too intense about his mommy worship.
From the Bible to the popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. There once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index, 'cause he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all they had to admit that he loved his mother. He loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother now and then, have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that, or you may find yourself with a quite complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
Hi, folks. Dave Lefkowitz here from Dave's Gone By, and I want to tell you about a product, event, or service. I'm going to talk about it for half a minute or a minute. I'm going to make it really interesting, and all my listeners are going to go, hey, maybe I'll try this product, event, or service. It's called advertising or sponsorship, and it's easy, cost-effective, and just plain effective. to get your person, place, or thing, well, not thing, promoted on Dave's Gone By and reach listeners all over Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, and the tri-state area, just give us a call at 516-295-1511 or email us at davesgoneby@aol.com. Check our website, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By, and see sponsorship opportunities, ad rates, and more. Again, the number, 516-295-1511. Insert your product, event, or service here. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. Time for a couple of minutes of kindness and courtesy as we thank some of the people who made this show possible. First of all, station manager Joey, the WGBB den mother, engineer Paul, the surrogate mother of Dave's Gone By, manning the phones, programming the mini discs, and setting the mic levels and cueing the CDs. Thanks to all of you listening for your motherly concern, attention, and advice. Without your presence, your input, there'd be no show. So please, if there's something you like or don't like, something you want to suggest, drop me an email at davesgoneby@aol.com. And if you really want to polish your parental skills, how about beefing up my allowance? Join the Bystanders Club, where, for just $10, you get to support the show for a year and get a discount card, newsletter, and autograph, plus a special best of audio tape. Only $10 via check, money order, or online via PayPal. Find out more by emailing me at davesgoneby@aol.com or by calling our 24-hour message line, 516-295-1511, area code 516-295-1511. We'll give you all the information about the club, or if you want to learn about advertising or sponsoring segments of the program, call that same number, 516-295-1511. Not ready to call? Go to our website for more information, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By. If you forget the URL, just Google search Dave's Gone By, and we're right up top. Lots of opportunities, lots of reasons to buy Dave's Gone By. Some more thank yous. I want to thank my wife, Joyce, who is the best mommy our two little dogs, two little frogs, and 123 little potatoes can have. And a special tribute to some mothers in the inner circle, my Aunt Bonnie, my Aunt Esther, her daughter and mother-to-be, God willing, Deborah. Godspeed to Rosemary and May, who are my mother-in-law and her mother-in-law. And, of course, most of all, to my mom. She's too shy to come on the air, but she's always supported me and given me more love and strength and sanity than one would imagine is humanly possible. It's been a chaotic time for my folks the last bunch of months, so I hope everything's all settled and relatively back to normal. And I hope Mom gets to spend the rest of her years doing exactly what she wants to do. One day at the beach, the next day in the backyard reading, then back to the beach, then back to the backyard, with the occasional trip to the movies or Montauk. If anyone's earned a retirement of peace and quiet and natural beauty, she has. So thanks, Mom. I love you, and happy Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Dave to everyone. If you haven't already, don't forget to do something special for your mom today, no matter how kinky, violent, or perverse. Oh, and speaking of violent perversions, don't miss next week's show when we start our pre-Tony theater countdown, plus the news gone by, and much, much more. And I hope you'll all tune in next week, 8 o'clock, Sunday night on WGBB AM 1240, and live streaming on WGBB.com. I'm going to listen to a little bit of the song because we're running a little early, but in case you haven't checked our website, since we heard from Captain Beefheart earlier, this is our usual outro music. It's the Waterboys from their album Fisherman's Blues and their version of Van Morrison's Sweet Thing. And it's been a sweet thing being with you on this Mother's Day. So until next week, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night. Hi, Mom. And gone by.